Hello, welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast episode number 335. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Wednesday Motivation Inspiration, and we're talking about emotional happiness today because I just realized that my Monday podcast was like a Debbie Downer. It was like, oh goodness, like, but I'm someone that needs to get these thoughts out and to get you to think a little bit. That's the whole goal of it. So today we're gonna delve into something a little bit more uplifting. Now, emotional happiness is one of the most important aspects to our lives. And the question becomes, what are we if we're not emotionally happy daily? Because we lose a sense of taking care of ourselves and our own happiness. Sometimes we get caught up in making sure everyone else is good and not checking in with ourselves. And I'm guilty of it. And it's why I am talking about this on this podcast today, to make sure that you are doing your part and making sure you're happy within yourself. It's something we don't do enough of. We don't look in the mirror and ask ourselves, how happy are we in our lives? Are we fulfilled in all that we do? Are we emotionally in a good place to be the best version of ourselves? We're so engulfed in people, what everyone else is doing, social media, comparing our lives to others. We're not sitting and embracing the moment. We're not enjoying the moment because we're focused on what's next. It's constantly be on the go. And sadly, I've been guilty of writing blogs and recording podcasts about it, right? It's, you know, constantly like, all right, like we got to work on this. We got to do this. You know, let's focus on our goals, blah, blah, blah. But we don't sit and be in the moment where there are no technological devices that are nearby. There are no televisions that are on, none of that. And this is why I'm taking the time to address the smaller components of who we are and what makes us who we are. And I don't want you to lose your sense of yourself chasing something while being unhappy, or telling yourself that you'll be happy when you reach your end goal. Because the reality of it is we have to be happy with where we are, especially if we have a home, a bed to sleep in, food in our refrigerators, and clothes on our backs. Because as they always say, comparison is the thief of joy. And we have to be mindful of that. It's why, you know, I wrote an important book that I am publishing this year called You're Not Behind in Life. And it's something that hasn't been written about. And I knew that I needed to write a book like that, you know, to open, you know, your eyes and everyone else's to understanding that everyone's path is different and everyone's time comes when things are supposed to happen, right? I'll use myself as an example. I don't necessarily compare my life to anyone else's. I more of like look at my friends and where they are and their experiences and what they've been through. And the irony of it is sometimes like I'll have conversations with friends and they'll kind of tell me something and or they'll say certain things and then I'll reflect on it later and go, oh, you know, like because I'm not thinking that they're going through certain things. You know what I mean? We as men are guilty of just, we see each other, we hang out, and that's it. It's like, yeah, you know, everything's great. And we don't talk about what we're dealing with or what we're going through or, you know, where we are from our mental health space. And we don't talk about our emotional happiness at all. Like if we're happy or if we're not, it's just like, oh, things are what they are. Okay, we're managing. Oh, okay, we're doing this. Oh, okay, you know, I got this going on. I got that going on, whatever the case is. I used to always feel like I was behind because I've, you know, lived with my mom for 15 years after college, right? It was a long time coming before I really branched out, moved out on my own, right? And I've shared that I wasn't staying in New York, whatever the case is, right? And if you don't know, I did deal with some mental health struggles in 2020. And I did get the necessary help through online therapy and started understanding myself a lot more. And I use a lot of the things that were told to me to this day to make sure that I'm good and I am in a good space. And with my friends, they share a lot more with me now as we're getting older, right? Because our emotional happiness is starting to become more important. And that's what I want you to understand and realize. Your emotional happiness is important. And if you're dealing with certain situations, whether it's with your job, whether it's with family, whether it's with friends, whether it's with your significant other, you have to make sure that you're good first. And if you're not, you need to take time for yourself to get yourself right. We need to take the time to make sure that we're happy within our souls. And we need to slow down for a moment every once in a while and just be in silence and not be caught up in the noise pollution of life. It's why music is important to me. I don't know how important music is to you, but if you can relate right now with what I'm about to say, I'm very happy. Music for me is an escape from just life and noise pollution. Music is my emotional happiness. That's one of the most important components to my day, is listening to music. I don't really skip a day where I don't listen to some component of music. And it's not always the same genres. Like, I can listen to like hip hop for like probably a half an hour, and then like the next half an hour, it's lo-fi music, right? So I am very eclectic when it comes to my music, right? So I guess I should be asking you, what components or things contribute to your emotional happiness, right? Is it your best friend? Is it a parent? Is it a friend? Maybe it's not a person, right? Like, my mom is my best friend, don't get me wrong. Like, I'd be telling her the funniest things I do at my house, and things that I if I was to tell my friends, they would like literally like they would make fun of me for months. But yeah, what makes you emotionally happy, right? What brings you joy? Because we need to be thankful for where we are, right? And the close people that we have in our inner circle. And if you don't have close people in your inner circle, hey, guess what? I can be that person from a distance, right? So if you listen to my podcast, if you know, you get the uplifting messages from me, great. If you get uplifting messages from other people, that's great too, right? Because as time has gone on, we've kind of distanced ourselves from a lot of people, a lot of situations. I really feel like 2020 was a year where we really started to see life for what it was. It wasn't running on the hamster wheel. It wasn't a rat race anymore. It was like, all right, well, you're home and you've got to be around your family and you've got to get to know your kids and your significant other and family members and work together because that's what life is about. So, you know, like I said, you know, if you don't have close people in your life, I hope you do find someone that you can trust and can confide in. We all need that in our lives. I have a best friend who literally just talks to me about stuff that's going on with him. And that's cool. That's fine. It doesn't bother me at all. And, you know, it's the weekly check-in or every week and a half or whatever the case is. And I have a friend who randomly called me like Friday afternoon. I'm on the basketball court, and that's another thing that contributes to my emotional happiness, riding my bike and being able to, get shots up on the basketball court. Just finished talking to my mom, and my phone rings again, and I'm like, is that my mom calling me to tell me something funny that she forgot to tell me like 5 minutes ago? And it was my friend, one of my close friends. And, you know, I was like, what's going on? He was like, hey, I'm just calling to check in, just make sure you good. And I was like, oh, cool. And I'm like, yeah, I'm good, I'm great, you know, and talking about things that are going on with me. And then I'm like, hey, what's going on with you? And, you know, and I'm like, look, outside of all the stuff that you're working on from a project standpoint, where are you in your life? How are you doing all that stuff, right? And we get to talking and, you know, catching up. And, you know, he's sitting in traffic and he's honking his horn at a cop and, you know, the normal stuff that he does. And it was great, right? So, you know, there's, you know, that component of having those friends or family members that can help you, you know, with just keeping your spirits up, you know, and that's important. So definitely wanted to delve into the emotional happiness of life, making sure that you're good and making sure that you're keeping yourself in good spirits. All right. That's my podcast for today. Thank you for listening. As always, theaquariummindpodcast.com is the website. You know where it, know what it is. Friday, book number 57 releases. I Didn't Die talks about men's struggles, mental health, and suicide. Men's mental health is a big topic of discussion, and I'm going to be delving into my book. I'm going to be giving you the chapter rundown, and I'll probably read a chapter or two and, you know, delve into it, because it was an important book that I wrote last summer, and it's one of my favorite standalones outside of I Woke Up a Black Man. All right. Enjoy the rest of your week. Be good and go accomplish your goals.